Hanley has done this magnificent presentation, and I'm going to bring it round in short so you can all see how beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Roger didn't come run back over to Cyprus for 50 years from the end of the Cyprus campaign, and his daughter finally persuaded him to come over for the unveiling 4 years ago, the unveiling of the memorial. And he was that taken aback. Roger, Pops and Ivan, all very good mates, and they've been back every year since. And he's well enough, the guy, right? He said, can you please tell them? His daughter made him come, and what he wants to say is, he's so delighted that his daughter finally convinced him to come back over here. And he brings a banner every year for us, but I have to say, this year, they have actually outdone themselves. I'd also like to say at this point, there are 26 UK-based veterans in this room today, and they've been, every one of them have been every year since the unveiling. It's magnificent. Thank you very much for the support that you give us. You come across every year. And I had a message this morning from Sir Michael Graydon. Next year will be the 5th anniversary of the unveiling of the memorial, and basically he's told all the trust members, him, Ken McGuinness, etc., etc., they will all come over next year. So they'll have a bit of a big do next year. The year after, obviously, 2014, is the 100th anniversary of the start of the First World War. So there are some exciting times ahead. And I hope that you continue to support Remembrance Sunday and come along to the lunch afterwards. Because what we're going to do now is we're going to turn it into a fun time for you. Stand by. Aww.